Anyone wishes to speak, please do feel free.
Hello, dear.
Oh, hello. Welcome to you.
It's gotten quite dark.
Ah,
right. Yes.
Hmm.
Are you waiting too?
Well, I was just here in case someone came here. So what do you say it's dark? What were you doing before it got dark?
I'm waiting for my friend Peggy.
Right.
And I'm sitting by the river bank. And it's very beautiful.
Well, that sounds like a lovely idyllic spot.
Yes, and I think perhaps I've fallen asleep for a little while.
I guess do you know what happens? You've been brought here. Funnily enough, you're not at the river now.
Yes, I'm waiting for Peggy.
Well, if actually you've been brought into this place, which is do you know what happened? Have you ever thought about what happens when do you believe in heaven or whatever happens when you die?
Oh yes, my dear, all the time. But it's too beautiful a day to be thinking like that.
Well, it is a beautiful day, and you've been brought here because something must have. I'm guessing that you were at an age where it could happen, and it sounds like you chose a beautiful idyllic place to fall asleep and pass on. And of course you don't know, you don't feel, because there is no death. So it is a gentle moving on to what we call spirit or heaven, spirit realm.
Oh, I can't be that, my dear.
No?
I felt someone touch my arm.
Ah, you felt a touch.
Yes.
Well, if that person that touched your arm, it could well actually be someone known to you who's already passed on. Maybe a parent, or could be a friend, or it's usually maybe someone, a grandparent. But if you...
I don't have too many relatives left.
Not on the earth as such, but ones that have already passed. If you look forward, and you may see a light, and you, I think you may recognise someone.
Yes, but I don't wish to leave this beautiful place.
Ah. Yeah, I can understand.
It's very beautiful.
All I can say is where you're going will be vastly and amazingly more beautiful even than this bench by the river. Everybody says who goes to heaven, which is where you'll be going, that's where we all go. You cannot even describe the beauty. It's...
I'm sure it is very beautiful, but I'm not ready.
Not ready?
Well, no. I want to stay here a while.
You want to stay here? Well, if you've been brought here because I think you are ready.
Are you telling me I must go?
Well, I suppose it is your choice.
Listen, my dear, listen to the birds sing. Can you hear them? They're singing and singing.
Well, yeah, they may not be the river birds any longer. They may actually be the other birds, because they wouldn't be singing like that at night, I don't think. But if you...
If I go, my dear, will you inform my friend Peggy?
Well, Peggy
she'll
will
be waiting for me.
Oh goodness me, yes, yeah. But Peggy will be told for sure. You don't need to worry about Peggy now. That she'll understand, and she will be told. You look forward now, and you'll have a wonderful, wonderful surprise. As I say, do you recognise it? If you look forward, do you see a light? Perhaps someone...
I'm seeing a shape. It's almost like a tunnel.
Yes.
But it's full of light.
Full of light. And yes. Maybe those beautiful bird sounds were actually coming from that light.
It very well could be. Yes. Okay, but if I go, can I come back?
Well, there's so many options available. We're all allowed to come back and have other lives, yes. And there's ways of coming back that, other ways of visiting. But for whatever reason, your physical body's died, if you like. But you still have your body. I can't explain it very well, but your body still exists. But it's not quite the same as your physical body. But it's actually better. You'll be able to make it.
Do you know, dear, there's an old lady down my street who's been telling me for ages that someone will meet me.
That's right.
Is that true?
That's absolutely true. Absolutely true, yes. You just have to look forward, look into the light, and I think those images will clarify for you now. Like clouds clarifying, and you'll see someone, you'll see a face that you haven't seen perhaps for a long, long time.
Yes. Please tell Peggy I'll be okay.
Yes, yes, Peggy will be looked after.
I feel quite secure and happy.
Yes, and
may I ask your name?
Yes, I'm Paul.
Paul on the bank of the river.
Of the river. Lovely. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I will go.
And you'll be able to check in on Peggy and keep an eye on her from where you're going.
I'll keep an eye on her. Don't worry. She's my best friend. And your name was
Paul.
Paul.
Yeah.
Paul on the bank.
On the banks of the river.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Thank you.